Okay, so this was just before my husband left. sorry. So this one, you're going to hear me talk about my husband, which I'll probably have said that already in the text description because I don't want to, like, offend anybody. Although most people are, like, super happy that my husband is so wonderful and I'm so loved and satisfied and that he's so willing to let me share with you guys, which is a ton of fun. Anyway, we went out for lunch and I'm like so aroused. And we went to this restaurant and I noticed when we went in these big, big windows right by where all the tourists walk. And I wanted some action. I wanted it so bad in that restaurant. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get him to do something in the bathroom or if I'm just gonna like sneak behind the bar. I was trying to think of different things I can do, right? And I'm always, everywhere we go, I'm always scouting like different little locations. Okay, there's an alcove there. That door's always unlocked, you know, so that if I ever do want some action, I can be like here now. But this restaurant was new to me, so I hadn't done that previously. But like I said, saw these windows. And so I sat us down and I'm in, you know, my big skirts, right, with the crinolines and everything like this. So you can do, like, pretty much anything under there. There's a ton of material. Nobody knows what's going on. And I told my husband to sit by the window because that would prevent the waitress from seeing us, is what I told my husband. Because he's a really, like, he's a super rule follower dude, right? So he doesn't want to do anything public or get in trouble. I mean, he will because I want him to and I know what to do to get him to do what I want. But anyway, so I sat him by the window, convinced him that's a good idea because that way you can finger me and the waitress won't see. And he totally did not see the fact that that meant every tourist would see my legs spread, which is exactly what I did. And so we just spread my legs wide, well, as wide as I could to, you know, still keep up images. What you guys know the word I'm looking for. One of you will tell it to me. My brain's not with me right now, though. I'm thinking of this orgasm that I had on my husband's hand in a restaurant. And yeah, we just sat down. He had his hand directly with that finger already up, and I just sat down right on top of it because you know me, I'm never wearing panties. And just wound around on there. She's, you know, telling us about the drink specials, and he's working that hand deep inside me. Fuck. Oh, God, it was so fucking good. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, okay, calm down, Caroline, come on. So, yeah, and he slipped another finger inside me as soon as she left and was like, she turned around, yes, ma'am, no, nothing, nothing, miss, nothing at all, you just, yeah, just have a good day, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, I got distracted just thinking about that. And yeah, he pulled his hand out from being underneath of me and used the other one to reach up under my skirt, and again, like I said, he wasn't at all thinking, or maybe he was, and he's just playing, letting me think that he doesn't. I don't know. But, you know, spread my knees and just work in that fucking hand. And there were not any other people in the section of the restaurant we were in. There was one other guy, like a table away. Like, there was a space between us, a blank table, and then him. But he was just totally by himself guy, you know, like he's on his lunch break from work, you know, and he just had that whole posture from just fucking on my lunch break, I don't fucking care, right? And it was like a Monday or a Wednesday or something like that. So he's, when we came in, just like you can see him just like, rah, like no life happening. But then it's not like I'm quiet, right? I mean, I wasn't like announcing to everybody what we were doing, but at the same time, once the waitress was gone, and I probably even would have done it if she was still there, I was letting some sounds come out of my mouth. Those type of gasps that you love to hear me make. And watch this other patron as he, like, all of a sudden his spine starts to straighten up and his ears perk like a deer who's heard a noise in the woods. Sorry, I just got to thinking about hunting. Just hilarious to me. Because he... Anyway, okay. And his ears, you know, perked up. And the whole rest of the meal, he was kind of like a little bit happier, like, oh my God. And also like a little bit, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what emotions he was going through, but in any event, I'm pretty sure he had at least some idea of what was going on. And my God, I never looked at the tourists outside the window because I didn't want my husband to realize what was going on and stop. But I'm so curious as to what they could see. Anyway, okay, so that was me being fingered in a restaurant, like, Monday at noon. Again, let me know if you like hearing this stuff, and I'll keep telling you. Have a good one, baby.